From President Obama touting his support for so-called clean coal to Mitt Romney's declaration, "I like coal," the jet-black fossil fuel is witnessing a political resurgence. In 2008, the national debate revolved around curbing pollution, but this year, politicians embrace one of the dirtiest burning fuels. Kevin Kennedy is with the nonpartisan World Resources Institute. He says a lot has changed in 4 years.
As you look at the campaigns, you're certainly hearing much less about climate change than you did in 2008, and you had actually candidates for both parties supporting the U.S. taking action to address greenhouse gas emissions.
It's not just at the federal level. Coal is also playing a key part in the battle for Kentucky's 6th District U.S. House seat, which isn't even in the state's coal fields. Blue Dog Democrat Ben Chandler currently holds the seat. Republican attorney Andy Barr wants to replace Chandler, and Barr's got the backing of coal companies. Dressed like a coal miner, Heath Lovell, who's the vice president of Riverview Coal, cut this ad for Barr.
Obama, Ben Chandler, and the EPA are destroying us. They're putting the coal industry out of business, and it's just devastating. This is our way of life. It means jobs for people around here, good-paying jobs. And Ben Chandler, he doesn't even care.
The United Mine Workers of America decried the ad because Lovell presents himself as a rank-and-file miner. Still, charges stick. For his part, Congressman Chandler also paints himself as a friend of coal, but one who advocates for mine safety measures and cheap energy. Chandler's campaign used Melissa Lee, whose husband died in the Darby mine explosion in 2006, to portray Barr as someone who puts profits over worker safety.
Ben Chandler came to pray with the families. He would be the voice for the coal miners. He took on the coal companies tooth and nail. Andy Barr would be controlled by the coal operators. When you ride in their pockets, that's where you stay. If Ben Chandler's voice is taken away, there will be more mining fatalities.
Republicans have wanted to unseat Chandler for years, but this year they have a better shot. University of Kentucky professor Ernie Iannarella says that's partly because there's a Democrat in the White House who is unpopular in the bluegrass state.
What is happening is that the incumbent, Ben Chandler, is being pilloried both for his apparent close association with Barack Obama and for showing any hint of being supportive of environmental regulations.
So why has the national and local debate over coal's future gotten so nasty this year? All the attention is in part because the coal industry spent nearly $10 million on this year's elections. Iannarella says the battle seems misguided. For economic reasons, many utilities are already moving to natural gas because it's currently much cheaper and cleaner.
Coal very likely will have its last hurrah in the next 3 to 5 years and then experience a continuing and then precipitate decline.
Coal executives see it differently. While coal jobs are up in the U.S., profits are down. The companies blame the Obama administration for implementing tougher restrictions on the pollution emitted by the nation's coal-fired power plants. While it's made business more expensive, Kennedy, of the World Resources Institute, says the EPA merely put in place a rule mandated by Congress decades ago.
Those rules have been put in place at this point, to protect public health, and that has forced the utility owners in some ways to make decisions that they might otherwise have deferred for a few years.
With high energy prices, especially at the pump, the coal campaign seems to be working in this year's elections, even if analysts expect it to be a short-lived resurgence in popularity. For WEKU News, I'm Matt Laszlo.